770-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan, hopefully
Hello?
We're on the line with Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, let's hope somebody's cut me off about five times so far, so let's hope at least they leave you on there. Cheryl
okay.
is over
we'll
in Israel and keeps us appraised of what's going on. She's back at home here for a speaking tour before she goes back again. So why don't you simply... give us an update on what's really going on over in Israel. How do the people of Israel feel about the very real threat that we are, that part of the world, the Near East, is moving towards another major military conflict.
Well, there's a lot of problems going on just about every end of Israel, every side of Israel. And today they were even talking about Syria being a real threat to Israel. If Syria says they will have peace negotiations with Israel as long as Israel gives up the Golan Heights. And that would be a very difficult thing to do, because if Israel does give up the Golan Heights, Syria would have strategic ground. They could shoot down below the Tiberias, all around the Sea of Galilee, but also they could cut off Israel's water source. So it's not a very wise move for anyone to give up the Golan Heights. So they are really concerned about that. They're also concerned about missiles coming in from Iran, and they have threatened Israel. So Israel was talking about going in and taking out the power plant before they can shoot missiles. But just recently, this last week, America sent in troops to Israel for the first time ever to be stationed there on a permanent basis, and to have these new missile defense system to stop missiles that come from Iran. So they're living in a real threat on every side.
And I think it's so interesting, you know, that certainly we keep our ear to the ground, trying to find out what's going on. The first time I'd heard about American troops being permanently stationed in Israel was when we talked to you yesterday, and you mentioned that they had sent American troops, they're now stationed there. They're going to be manning the anti-ballistic missile defenses. Is that the Patriot? Is that the Arrow? What do they have? Or do they have some secret sort of anti-ballistic missile system they haven't told us about?
Right. How they quoted it was, new missile defense system was received from the U.S.
Right.
So we're not sure exactly what it is, but it takes a team of people to work this. And hopefully it will work.
It's obviously the Israelis are smart enough to operate it, but we are sending our troops over to Israel now there on a permanent basis. So
that's correct. But for the first time in Israel's history, U.S. military will be there on a permanent basis.
Right. And, of course, just as we have troops permanently stationed in Germany and in Japan and South Korea and 130 nations throughout the world, now we have troops stationed in 131 nations permanently stationed in Israel. So basically, what about the gas mask? You know, this is an amazing thing. Certainly for many years, every Israeli citizen was issued a gas mask to protect them against chemical and biological warfare. And then what happened? And why did they take the gas mask away and then just keep them? Even a poor gas mask is better than no gas mask at all.
Right. Well, they told the people that their gas masks are out of date. They wouldn't be helpful in a case of biological warfare. They needed to update them and give them new gas masks. Well, I happen to not be there, so I still have my old gas mask. And the people never received their gas masks back from the government. Now, this happened last year. So it's been quite a while, and they're getting very nervous about not having any kind of defense. And then on the other hand, I think it was Barack that said, well, if we give out everybody gas masks, then the other countries will think we're getting ready to do something, in other words, to attack another country. So he was doing this low-key thing, but the people there are used to having gas masks, as you said. We all have sealed rooms there. We know what to do in case something happens, just like we should be ready here in case something happens for any kind of disaster. But now they're not ready.
No,
I don't know when they're going to get the gas mask. There has been no talk about that.
In fact, it's the analogy would be here in the United States. At one time, we had a civil defense system. They have no defense for America today. We've done everything we could to build up the nuclear and biological and chemical capacity of both communist China and communist Russia. And yet, of course, they've taken away all defense for the American people, which really doesn't make sense. But that's just what they've done to the Israeli people as well. We have to ask ourselves, why would logical men do something like that? That's because we're not dealing with logical men. We'll be right back. Cheryl Hancock.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Yes, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Morrell Shaul Hancock, who lives in Israel and provides us information as to what's really going on over there. Now, certainly all of Israel's neighbors are preparing for war, aren't they?
Yes, I have mentioned two of them, Syria and Iran, but also in Lebanon, Hezbollah has actually pretty much taken over the government in Lebanon. And they are receiving weapons and equipment from Syria. So they have stockpiled things that they've needed during this Hudna, which means a break in the war. They don't have a peace treaty with Israel. The fighting has stopped since the Lebanon War 2 years ago. But they have a Hudna, which means it's time, a break to where they can get their act together again. So they have built up their weapons again. So on the side of Lebanon, there is great danger that they can come and start shooting rockets even close to Jerusalem. They have already threatened that. And then we have Turkey, who has a new prime minister who is more Islamic than the last one, and they're going back into their religion. They want Islam wants their people to become more religious, which means they need to follow the Quran closer. And part of the Quran says that whenever Islam conquers a land, it's theirs forever. And they need to reoccupy that land. So that's why the Jewish people are called occupiers of Islamic land, because Islam at one time conquered Israel. So now they're beginning to fight against anyone that is not Islamic, an infidel, which would be a Christian, a Jew. If you don't bow the knee to Allah, then you don't deserve to live. And this is the way it's going, even in the Palestinian areas. One more place, Egypt, has tunnels. I know of 34 tunnels that Israel found. That they were bringing weapons in to help Hamas fight against Israel. So even the Egyptian neighbors aren't friendly to Israel. So it's just getting more heated up over there on every border.
And of course, what the average American can't think, or nobody ever tells them, look, we're funding Egypt, we have been for the last 20 years or more, you know, with about $3 billion a year that they're using to prepare for war with Israel. And then, of course, we're giving money to Israel so that they can defend themselves against Egypt. And this really doesn't make sense. But, of course, this is how the world really works. When we finance both sides, we give money to the Palestinian terrorists who are planning to attack Israel. Or we're building up the Fatah group over there, giving them military training, provide them with the weapons. So they'll be able to counter Hamas. But people have forgotten Hamas, the most radical form of the Palestinians, was actually formed many years ago by our own Central Intelligence Agency as an offset of the radical Palestinian movement. And now, of course, it is the radical Palestinian movement. Anyway,
yeah, they're more militant and they're more religious than the others.
Right.
The people under the Palestinian Authority, which is the Fatah organization. They are the military, the militia. They're actually getting a lot worse also. They're telling people that they need to be more religious. The women are dressing in the burqas more and they're not showing their face as much. And they're also, now this happened to a friend of mine. I went to a restaurant and met this man and we became friends, and he was showing the Jesus video at night in his restaurant. He was an Arab Israeli living on the Mount of Olives. And I went back to have some food another time, and I asked where my friend was, and they said, he's dead. And I said, well, what happened to him? And I was told by his brother that the PA sent some Fatah militants in, excuse me, and they kidnapped him, they took him into the West Bank and hung him. So,
because he wanted peace for the Israelis.
Pardon?
Because he wanted peace for the Israelis?
No, because he was showing the Jesus video in the restaurant. And he was accused of selling land to the Israelis, to the Jewish people. So these are crimes that are against Islam and against the PA. If you do not go along with their laws, if you become a traitor by becoming a Christian, you're a traitor, and you get a fatwa in the paper, which means it's legal to kill you. If you give land to a Jew, sell land to a Jew, you get a fatwa, it's legal to kill you. If you give up information to Israel authorities or collaborate, it's legal to kill you. They are not a democratic society. Abu Mazen is not a Democrat. He's just Arafat in a suit. And that's what the people on the ground told me, the Muslims on the ground.
So why is the United States funding him? I mean, we're giving massive amounts of money to the leader of Fatah and building up their military and providing with weapons. That doesn't
right.
make sense. Why would we be financing the enemies of Israel?
Well, they are talking out of both sides of the mouth there. They are trying to appease America so they can get the funding, and yet they're telling their people a whole different story. Now, the money that goes, that we're sending billions of dollars to the PA trying to help and build their army up and give them weapons, these things are being used against Israel. And so the money does not go to the factories. It doesn't go into building jobs or anything for the people. They keep the people poor. The average wage is something like between $300 and $400 a month for the people. They are very poor, and they want to keep them that way so they can use them as suicide bombers or have jobs done for them. Or, like some kids that I know personally, they want them to join Fatah and be a militia. They said, that way you can make money, we'll take care of you. So what other options do these young people have? They can't go into Israel to work. Sometimes they sneak in and try to do construction, but they get caught. And that's the only thing they can do is join the militia. So their militia is growing with our money.
Their militia is growing with our money. Ladies and gentlemen, think about what's going on and realize it, if you're looking at it logically, it doesn't make sense, so there has to be another explanation. Well, how do the people in Israel feel? Certainly, you mentioned yesterday when we had you on our program that actually people from throughout the world, Jews from throughout the world, are moving to Israel now. Certainly some are trying to get out, some are trying to come to the United States, and probably more are leaving than coming. But why are Jews from throughout the world moving to the Holy Land when it's so obvious that there is going to be another war coming?
Yeah, well, I did interview some of the Jews that are coming in, and now there's a big stream of them coming in from the United States, from Canada, and England. So I went to the airport when the three planes landed, interviewed people, asked why they're coming. One lady said, well, we're coming here because we need, these are the last days, and we need to stand with our Jewish people. And then another woman said, we have come, and we don't even know why. She said, we just feel the pull to come here. And so they're feeling that they need to stick together. And one from England, I asked her, why did you come? She said, well, there's people taking over our country. And I said, what are you talking about? What people? She said, the Muslim people are. She said, it's changing so rapidly, we've got to get out of there before we're in danger. So the Jews are going back to Israel. There are some that can't get jobs and are leaving, but there are more going there. And there's a lot of Israeli Arab Christians that are leaving Israel because they're being harassed by Islam. And the Muslim people do not want the foreigners or anyone that's not Muslim in their neighborhood. So as you know, in Bethlehem, it's down to a very minute amount of Christians that used to be mostly Christian population, and they're leaving the country.
And these, of course, were Arab. These were Arab Christians living in Bethlehem, and they've all been forced out. Now,
basically,
what is happening? What is the attitude of the Jewish people towards what's going on? Certainly they're there. They must sense that the war is coming. They must sense that, you know, that these are going to be terrible times. You mentioned that many of them really feel these are the last days, as it were, before the coming of the Messiah. And is this what motivates them? Is this what keeps them going?
Well, when I talk to the people down in Sderot is where the Katyushas are coming in and the rockets are coming in, the mortars are coming in from Gaza, and they're shooting them to Sderot. So I went there for a media conference, and as I talked to the people, they said, this is our home. We are not going to leave our home. We're not going to be run out, because that's part of what they're trying to do, is run the Jews out of the whole country. Islam is trying to take over all of Israel, and the Jewish people are saying, no, this is our land. We're going to stick here. We're going to stay here. And I said, what about the children? And they said, we will make it through. Now, they're building more bomb shelters all over Israel. And even the bus stops, bus stations are being turned into bomb shelters. The people know that there's going to be a war coming soon, but they're still sticking there. They believe this is where God brought them. And now some of the Jewish people believe that they need to return to their role of being the light of the nations, which is very interesting. So they're teaching the people, let's do the calling that we were supposed to have way back when there were the crossroads, you know, all the trading went across Israel from north, south, east, and west, and they were supposed to tell the world about the Lord and about the Ten Commandments. But anyways, they blew it, and they said, now we've got to get back to our calling. But they are a strong people. They don't want to leave their land. If they leave, then what's going to happen? It will be taken over by Islam.
So basically, of course, the Jewish people are aware of the fact that the war is imminent. The trouble is, the American people, they go blithely along, really with very little thought about what the future holds. But certainly America, the face of America and of Israel are intricately intertwined. People don't understand that, but what happens to Israel, I fear, will happen to America as well. Well, basically, how's the economy over there doing? Is it holding up pretty well? People have jobs and prospering, or are they being affected by this global slow recession that's creeping across almost every land in the world?
Well, so far, everything, they are building constantly. Jerusalem is in a constant mode of building. You wouldn't believe. It's hard to even drive through the town, the city. But they are building train tracks. They're building hotels. They're building infrastructure. They're building everything. They're building, industrial places. There are lots of jobs. Everything's going well in Israel. The dollar dropped a lot over there. And so it has made a difference. But so far, so good. Things are expensive. You know, gas is over $8 a gallon, almost $9 a gallon over there. People are used to the high prices, and they get lower wages than Americans. So they live a little bit less extravagant than Americans, but they're making a living.
So prices are higher, income is lower, but the Jewish people hang in there because this is their land and this is their tradition. Well, now what about, certainly, the various sects over there? You have your ultra-Orthodox, you have your conservative Jews, and then, of course, you have your liberal Jews. Then you have an awful lot of Jews that really don't have any religious background. What percentage of the Jewish population is religious? What percentage is just, well, non-religious?
Well, I wish I could give you those statistics, but I know that most of them are secular Jews, and those are more traditional. They will have Shabbat meal. They will do their prayers, but that's it. And the ultra-Orthodox seem to be growing, and they are, of course, in the Knesset. You've got a lot of them in the high offices in Israel, like the Minister of Interior and different places. And because they're so ultra-Orthodox, this year I was told by an ultra-Orthodox friend that the rabbis are telling people, the Jewish people in the synagogues, that just as the Nazis wiped out 6 million Jews, the Christians have now come to Israel to wipe out the Jews, and they need to fight back in any way that they can. So that could mean by intimidation, that could mean kicking them out of the country through the Minister of Interior, that could mean putting firebombs under their car, or like my friend's son opened up a Purim package, a beautiful wrap package, opened it up and it blew up in his face, and now he's just, you know, he made it through it, but he is not a well kid right now. And what was so funny about that is that he was on camera, the person that put the package down, they had him on film, and the police said they lost the film. They can't find it. So none of the people that are attacking the Messianics, and these I'm talking about just the sect of these ultra-Orthodox Jews, not all of them, because I have a lot of good Jewish friends, but this is just a sect, And they are attacking the Christians with different ways. Like with me, I had a goat's head in my driveway. And that was
You had a goat's head in your driveway.
Right. It was in a plastic bag, and I rolled over it thinking it was just an empty bag. But when I rolled over it, it crunched, so I got my flashlight, and it was a goat's head. And that was, I asked my ultra-Orthodox friends, what does this mean? Is this Kabbalah or what? Kabbalah is a Jewish mysticism. He said, yes, they are practicing Kabbalah. They're putting curses on you. But this is also a cultural thing because the people in the Moshav where I live are from Iraq. They immigrated in the 1940s. But anyways, the goat's head was there to intimidate me, to scare me, tell me to leave. Then they shot rubber bullets on my balcony at 1:30 in the morning, broke all my patio furniture. So my friend said, Cheryl, if you want to be saved, you better get out of that area. Because he said, next time, you could have a bomb under your car. So I moved within the past 2 months into Jerusalem, out of the Moshav. So now, when these attacks happen and nobody gets arrested for it, it gives them the green light to go ahead and attack more Christians. And that's what's happening right now. So the persecution there, Dr. Stan, is on the rise. It's on the rise so bad, even in Iran, they firebombed the chess club. And who got in trouble for it? It's the people, the Christians. They're blaming it on the Christians. When it was ultra-Orthodox, the sect that blew it up.
We'll be back in just a moment. This is where the way the world really is. When we live in a make-believe world here, but not for much longer. Right back to Carol Hancock here in America.
Car school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you, get your information, perhaps listen to some of the programs you're going to be doing. You're going to be on a nationwide speaking tour. And anybody would like to help financially in what you're doing, why, how could they reach you?
Yeah, they can send me an email personally. And what sometimes what I do, I have a radio, weekly radio program in Israel. I travel around to different people groups and interview them. And it's just interesting to hear what's going on. But I also do an email update. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can send me an email at grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, at fastforlife, F-A-S-T-F-O-R-L-I-F-E, .org. Grateful at fastforlife.org.
All right, fine. That's grateful at facts of fact, is it Facts for Life or Facts of Life?
It's Fast for Life. It comes out of Isaiah 58. Is this the fast that God has chosen? No, the fast that God has chosen is to feed the hungry, to help the widows, you know, the things that we're mandated to do. I do humanitarian aid. I take things to the people in different villages. It doesn't matter what people group, Druze, Bedouins, Muslims, Jewish people. I don't care who they are. I try to help them with humanitarian aid. And then I also give them hope. I'm trying to take hope to the hopeless. And if they want to hear about hope, then I can do that also. So it's called Fast for Life, as in Isaiah 58.
And the thing is that, you know, you and I can't go over there. I'm speaking now to the audience. You know, and so Cheryl actually represents us, and Barbara, my wife, and I do support what she's doing. We think it's so vitally important. Well, if you're over there, out in the listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But let's talk a little bit about the Palestinian people. I mean, the Palestinian people, you know, are Sunni. Most of them are Arab. Most of them are Muslim. But, I mean, certainly they're in a terrible situation over in the West Bank, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, most of them are. They are not, like I said, living under a democracy. They have to be very careful what they say about their government. They have to be careful who they talk to, because they don't know if somebody is a Fatah member or a Hamas member and will get them killed. They still hang people in the square to make examples of them. They took a friend that was building a house next to me, and they said, "You're a collaborator to Israel." The PA did this, the Palestinian Authority. They tied his leg to the back of the bumper of a car and drove him around Bethlehem until he died. And so they have a very tough time living under the PA. Most Palestinians who live under the PA control would rather be under Israeli control, but they can't say that because then they could be the next victim. So they have to be very careful. Anyone that's living there and they become a Christian, they are a traitor and they can be killed. If they're a collaborator, they can be killed. They're living in a very horrible situation. But then there's the other side, and most of them are getting so religious, so anti-American, so anti-Christian and Jew, that it's dangerous now. I do go in the West Bank, but it's more dangerous now for me. I could be kidnapped at any time or killed at any time. The hatred is turning so much against us, because what they're learning in the mosques now is that one of their prayers, and a guy from Islamic Jihad told me this, he said one of their prayers is, Allah help us to conquer the land so that we can take their women and divide them among us. And so if they have prayers like that, and we, you know, as Christians pray for, oh, heal this person or that person, what difference, you know, of mindset there is. So the people are getting more hatred in them. The area where I live, Dr. Stan, I moved to an area which happens to be a Muslim religious neighborhood. It was an accident. I didn't know it was so religious, and I did have some Christian friends there. But I have had so many attacks just driving down my road, rocks, dirt. They blocked my car. They spit on me. I gave a lady across the hall some flowers. She threw them back at me. Just hatred on every side. So it's getting bad for the Palestinians that are living there and trying to make a regular living. But then you've got more that are becoming militant, more that are becoming religious. Now, I don't call them fanatics. I call them religious Muslims, because they're following the Quran, and that's how they're supposed to be.
Well, the situation is so difficult for people here in the United States to understand, but, I mean, here you're a significant part of the Israeli population is Arab, and, of course, if they're Arab Christians, they're persecuted by the Jews. If they're Arab Christians, of course, they're persecuted by the Palestinians. The Arab Christians in an almost impossible situation, isn't he?
Yeah, They are. As a matter of fact, they're stuck in between because the Muslims don't want them, don't like them, attack them. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine, he has a little store, and some people from Fatah bought the building next to him. So they closed a fence around his store. No one could get to his store. They took his bathroom part out, and they did all these things, making changes. So my friend took these people in front of the court in Jerusalem. Now, these are Israeli Arabs. My friend is an Arab Christian. And then these Fatah men came over there to beat him up. And my friend made as much noise as possible to get a crowd around him, and they finally dispersed. But they went and talked to his father. And now, if he continues, the mayor wants him to file a lawsuit against Fatah. If he does that, his life will be in danger. He needs to leave the country. So these people, these Israeli Arabs, they are in such danger, and most of them don't even know it. But they are leaving. A lot of them have left and are leaving.
These are the Arab Christians, of course.
The Arab Christians, yeah. I'm talking about Syrian Orthodox, Catholic, Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, those type. They've been there for many, many years, but they've been run out of most of the towns.
And so, really, it's a very unhappy area there for everybody. And certainly, the unemployment among the Palestinians, what is it, running close to 50%?
Pardon? I didn't hear that.
No, the unemployment for the Palestinians, or the people in the West Bank, are there jobs? Or what? How do they make a living there? How do the Palestinians make a living?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, as I'm driving down the street, you know, coming out of the West Bank, or when you go into Jerusalem, you see just, you know, hundreds of guys standing on a street corner waiting for somebody to pick them up to take them to a construction job or something, or do some hard labor. Now, first of all, those people have to get permits to be in Israel to work. And if they get a permit, then they have to hope somebody comes and picks them up, and the wage is not very much at all. But it's, at least they're making something. Most of the stores are closed down because tourists have dropped down. Actually, this year is the highest tourist season they've had since 2005, which is great for Israel. But a lot of the stores closed in Bethlehem that sells olive wood. So that was their way of making money. There aren't hardly any jobs, so these people don't know what to do besides join the militia, join the army.
And what a tragic situation that is. And of course, then they increasingly become part of the violence that's over there. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255 if you have a question for Cheryl. 970-689-8255. Well, what is the relationship to what's going on in Lebanon? Is Hezbollah fielding any missiles? My understanding is that Hezbollah has 40 or 50,000 missiles there that they're just waiting to fire into Israel. We know, of course, Israel is being attacked from the south, from Gaza, which, of course, it turned over to Hamas, given that area, and now is a base to fire their missiles into southern Israel. But what about northern Israel?
Yeah. Well, in northern Israel, you're right. Hezbollah has restocked, and they have more weapons now than they did 2 years ago. And they are threatening to fire them into Israel. And they said that they have long range, but they've actually reached Jerusalem or get very close to it now.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Hi,
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Cheryl Hancock, giving us an update on what's really going on in Israel today. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Cheryl, but she's over there. Life is in danger. She's living in a Muslim area. How soon are you going to be able to get out of that Muslim area you're living in?
Pardon?
How soon are you going to be able to get out of that Muslim area that you're living in?
That's a good question. I do have a lease until May, excuse me, until next year. But as I said, I do have a distribution center, so part of my apartment is used for a distribution center. It's pretty tight in there right now. Groups from America or from in the West bring extra suitcases, and we stockpile the distribution center with needed things like vitamins and toiletries and things that people need. So what I'm going to do, my plan is to go back and to find a place in a nice Jewish neighborhood, not ultra-Orthodox, because I don't want to stick out too much and just blend in. Because every time when I drive down my street, I know there will be a confrontation. I just pray there won't be too bad. And I can't wait until I get into my house and lock the door. I have to even lock my bedroom door inside my house. They fire guns outside my house. It's just incredible. The way they live is just incredible. So I do have to get out of there as soon as possible.
Well, we'll feel a lot better than knowing that you're in a safe community.
Me too.
I know. Well, anyway, Chris, it's a tragic situation over there for the Arabs and for the Palestinians and for the Arab Christians. And certainly, what about the Messianic Jewish Christians? Are they under terrible persecution?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Messianic population, Messianic only means that if you believe the Messiah has come, him being the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are Messianic. So most of us are Messianic that are believers. So the Messianic Jews, there was only two congregations 20 years ago. Now there's 200, at least 200, I should say, congregations. So the population of believers, Jewish believers, is just growing in the land. And they are definitely under danger because the persecution has started. And this year, it has increased. And I don't know why this year, but I know that, as I told you, in the synagogues, that they were saying anyone that is a Christian or a missionary, they're trying to steal our souls, and so you can fight against them any way you can. Not all the Jews are doing that, of course. There's a lot of sweet people over there. But the attacks are on the rise, and they're not getting any justice done, so it will continue. It's going to continue, but the people are going to stay put. The people in Haifa, the church in Haifa, have had problems. People are attacking them going into the church. They slice your tires when you're inside the church. You don't know what's going to happen to your car when it's outside. Some of the churches have monitors inside where it just scans the parking lot, the stairwell, the building, you know, to see if there's any attackers coming. That's how bad it's gotten over there.
And, of course, these are the ultra-Orthodox who feel threatened by the Christians.
Yeah, it's a certain sect of ultra-Orthodox, and the Yavrim is a big part of it. They're the ones that are supposed to go out and find out who's who, and so they investigate, and then they begin attacking.
Well, I'm just glad that you've been able to stay over there, and I know you're a voice of sanity in a nation that really is in the middle of terrible crises. And Chris,
I really believe that we need to pray for the people that are being persecuted over there, because I think it's not going to be an isolated thing. It will happen here in America also, and probably already has started. And they're going to see born again believers as fanatic people, and it's just things are just going to get tougher. So it's really a prayer point. We need help over there. The believers over there need to know that others are standing with them and praying for them. Sometimes they tell me, we feel so isolated that no one cares for us, no one knows what's going on. But we need to let people know what's going on so they can have prayer support.
Well, now you're taking a tour across America, and you're going to be speaking in many, many communities. How can people learn where you're going to be speaking if they'd like to go to hear you?
Well, they can go to the website I have, and it's www.fastforlife.org. And it should have my itinerary on that.
Will you be speaking at all in the Colorado area, in the Denver area?
I just passed Colorado. Right now I'm in Tulsa, and then I will head to Texas from here, then New Mexico, Arizona, and back to California before I go back to Israel.
Okay, and you'll be here for how long now?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to get back by November. There's a lot of things I need to accomplish over there. And now, speaking of November, we may be having elections in November in Israel with Olmert, who stepped down as the party leader, the Kadima leader. We have a woman. Her last name is Livni. She's the head of the Kadima party. Netanyahu is the head of the Likud party. And they will be having elections either November, somewhere between November and January. They're trying to get Olmert out of there before he gives up too much land. He's already talking about giving up the Golan Heights, and he's talking about giving up East Jerusalem. That's where I live right now, so I definitely have to get out of there soon, and making that a Palestinian state. Now, the whole thing comes down to, the heart of it, is the Temple Mount and the Old City. They're talking about making it an international place of worship where Jews, Arabs, and Christians can go on top of the Temple Mount and worship their gods. And it'll be interesting to see as they draw the lines. Now, we know that America's pushing for this by the end of this year before Bush goes out of office. If they do this, you're going to see a lot of upheaval more than now, because attacks have increased already in Israel because of this upcoming plan to divide Jerusalem.
And what will happen then, will they just actually have one area specifically for the Muslims, one area specifically for the Jews, and what about the Christians? Will they have a place to live?
Well, they would have to somehow build, if they have mosques on the Temple Mount, they would have to build a synagogue or a temple on the Temple Mount, and a church on the Temple Mount, if everyone is to go up there to worship. Right now, when you go up to the Temple Mount, you're not allowed to carry any religious articles with you, like a Bible or anything like that. You are not allowed to pray up there unless you're a Muslim. The Muslim has the authority on the Temple Mount. So Christians or Jews are not allowed to pray together, to sing, to bring a Bible, and there's only certain times you can go up there, and many Jews, of course, don't even go up there. It's very dangerous.
Now, are the Muslims still digging? They were digging under Temple Mount and taking out phenomenal amounts of dirt and really undermining then the stability of some of the both the walls and the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock.
What's happening as far as that's concerned? They made another mosque underneath the Temple Mount, which holds 20,000 worshipers. And, of course, on top, during Ramadan this month, there are thousands. There's 20,000, 30,000 people on top of the Temple Mount. You've got another 20,000 people underneath the Temple Mount where it's all hollowed out. And the Muslims took all that dirt from underneath the Temple Mount, which was artifacts from the first and second temple period times. And one young archaeologist took that dirt that was brought out and has been sifting through the dirt and invites anyone that wants to come sift this dirt, and we have been finding artifacts. I found a Babylonian arrowhead, which proves that the Babylonians came into Jerusalem and took the Jews into captivity, just as the Bible says. So what they're trying to prove is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, does belong to Israel, the Bible is true, and the Jewish people have a right to Jerusalem. So to go there and help them would be a real great thing to do.
The
Temple Mount is in danger of collapsing. It's already sold out. Jordanians have to come in and fix the wall.
Well, we're out of time, Cheryl. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. And we'll look forward to talking to you again before you go back. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Cheryl. We certainly support her. If you're in a position to help her, why, she's doing a great job over there. And we can't go, but certainly she's a very courageous woman and totally dedicated to our Lord. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Then I want to mention, of course, we're having our all-day seminar on the 26th of October right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Beautiful area. That time of year, we're bringing in Dr. Russell Blaylock. We'll be talking on medical issues. Joanna Michelson will be there talking about her experience as a medium. And, of course, the occult battle taking place today. Patrick Wood will be here talking on the finances. It's going to be a great day with Michael Shaw, because he'll be there. So if you can come, I think you'll find an awful lot of other good people from across the country will be there, and we hope to get a good turnout. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, because you need reservations, you need directions, and we're serving lunch, and we have to have reservations. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, to understand what's going on financially today, I suggest my talk on the financial tsunami given a couple of years ago. But just as apropos today, we explain what the derivatives are and certainly what the carry trade is and the hedge funds. And so much of what's going on financially, of course, the hedge funds are making 40 or 50%, you know, in years past now. Most of them are losing money and having to close down. The whole financial pyramid is beginning to collapse. And, of course, what are you going to do? Because your money isn't safe in many of the banks. And even if the bank is not destroyed, the inflation is destroying the value of your life savings at about 13% a year. And, of course, a few years of that, and you've lost half of everything you've worked for. So understand what's going on. The financial tsunami is the talk. We have two pamphlets, The History of Money and Financial Meltdown, summaries of our letters, and then, of course, are the books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and Fiat Money Inflation in France. We carry these books because they explain to you what's really going on, and, of course, what you have to do to protect yourself. And if you haven't gotten out of debt, if you haven't begun making preparations, if you haven't gotten out of the stock market, why, of course, this may be your last chance, because one of these days it's going to begin to drop like a rock. And the plunge protection team, known as the Working Group for Financial Markets, is running out of money. They're not going to be able to continue propping up the stock market indefinitely. We're heading into terrible and frightening financial times. We're heading towards war, and World War III is imminent. It's only a matter of time, because that's how you get out of the depression and take the people's mind off of the problems. And it's unpatriotic to be critical of the people who got us into the problem. How do we understand what's going on?